Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
With Adam Copeland winning the title was important because it makes Copeland and his open challenges a little bit more credible. People competing for them can actually compete for the TNT title from time to time or go every match they gusto gawin. Pwede din yung gawin yon. And keeping Christian Cage away from the title, moving him away from that scene and onto other things is also important so that his story evolves. Diba? He still has to resolve issues amongst his own party. And he still also has a lot of other dead fathers to call out. So, ang dami pang, mas madami pang opportunity for everybody else involved because of the things that happened.
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, starting 5 minutes late. It's Romaran Chinoleo and Emil Nate joining you tonight. Stan's not around. Roman SH is not around. Maybe he'll be back for Holy Week or the week right before our viewing party. But Stan is currently unable to join because ipatapos yung construction sa bahay niya. We're here tonight, though. We're here to talk about the latest in the week of wrestling. Chino still has Naked Cena on. How are you, gentlemen? How are you today?
Never taking it down. Naked Cena will always be my background.
Yeah, doing great. Doing great right now. The weather is fine. Everything in life is good. So that's what I can say.
Yeah, all things considered, good. Yeah.
The weather's pretty surprising. Mulan bigla sa BGC kanina. Parang di summer. We're almost in summer, pero parang
same here.
In the summer.
Same here, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope everyone is doing well tonight. I hope everyone is staying dry and warm in this rainy Thursday in late March. Also staying healthy. Some people have been getting sick because of the weird weather. So if that is you, please stay home. Please rest up, recharge, take your vitamins, say your prayers if you're that kind of person. Maraming bad juju na nangyari ngayon. I don't understand. Is Mercury in retrograde? Does anyone know? But it hasn't been a great week, I feel. So I hope that you're all staying safe. Right, let's get to some wrestling. Before we get to some wrestling talk, let's do a little housekeeping. And let's begin by talking about our WrestleMania 40 viewing party. Since Chino is hosting the Hobby Stadium leg, Chino, let's tell the people about the viewing party.
Yeah, so it's happening on the Sunday and Monday, first Sunday and Monday of April. That's April 7 and 8, in two venues. The biggest WrestleMania ever deserves two big viewing parties ever. So we're holding them rather in both Skinny Mike's and BGC and Hobby Stadium in Quezon City, all for 2 days. So we are selling out both venues for those 2 days. Early bird rates start at 350 pesos. That comes with a free iced tea and a raffle entry to our amazing prizes. Pwede kayong manalo ng prizes from everybody, toys and collectibles, and from Hobby Stadium themselves. All you gotta do is head to that site right there. Nandiyan din sa ticker, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Meron din kaming 2-day passes available, also affording you a ticket and an iced tea for either venues. 2-day passes are non-transferable. So for Hobby Stadium lang. For Skinny Mikes lang. Also, we will not be allowing props and paraphernalia of any sort at Skinny Mikes. We will be holding all attendees accountable for whatever they bring. Pag may nakita kaming belt or any sort of replica, hindi namin papapasukin. Hobby Stadium, however, will allow belts only. Replica belts only. Anything other than a belt will be held outside and hindi sila liable for damages. Guys, again, please avail of the early bird rate until April 3. Pag natapos ni April 3, 450 na yan. Save yourself the 100 pesos. Also, the tickets do not entitle you to a table reservation. So our advice is for you guys to show up bright and early on the mornings of April 7 and 8.
Just a correction, really quickly. Nina, we won't turn you away if you have a prop or a belt to Skinny Mice. We'll just ask you, we'll just hold it for you until the event is over. So, if you have a car, leave it in your car.
Yeah, but then again, kung naiiwan nyo sa guard yung belt nyo and may nangyari sa belt nyo, hindi kasalanan ng guard, hindi din namin kasalanan.
No, we'll hold it for them. We'll hold it for them. Yeah. And syempre, kami naman yung magiging accountable dun. Pero, yeah. And also, speaking of the 2-day tickets, if you have a 2-day ticket, you are not allowed to cross the venue. Whether you buy for Hobby Stadium or Skinny Mikes, doon ka lang, unfortunately, just so we don't mess up our accounting. We'll work on that, but for now, that's the restriction. So, yeah, before we talk about our Patreons, mention really quickly, I know I plugged this at the end of the show, but I have to mention it because anonymous patron El Nino, El Patron Anonymous, is sponsoring a free 1-day pass for WrestleStorm happening this Sunday, in which I will be wrestling again. He has not allowed me to divulge his identity, so I can't, you know, disprove the allegations. But somebody is sponsoring a ticket, and we will be holding a contest right after this. This stream, the deadline for the contest is tomorrow night, and we will hold a quick raffle off the air to determine the winner and, you know, of the free ticket. So if you've been planning to go to the Sunday show, kung medyo mahal siya for you, somebody has really been generous enough to sponsor a free ticket to a lucky Wrestling podcast subscriber or follower. So stay tuned na lang doon sa Facebook natin, where I will hold a really quick contest. It's an easy contest. Just have to answer a question and tawag doon. We'll draw a raffle. So yeah, right. Next, more housekeeping. Emil, let's tell the people what they can enjoy if they ever subscribe and support us on our Patreon.
Oh yeah, you can enjoy a lot of things by subscribing to our Patreon and supporting us in everything that we do. It's right there below the link, right there. Patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as $5, with 250 to 260 pesos. In our local currency, of course, you would get the chance to join in on our Discord, where Rowan is asking a lot of questions lately. So you can enjoy the discussion. You can enjoy the discussion.
That's why I'm not tutuwa.
Oh, because you have to be there to experience it.
There. So yeah, so then you can enjoy the discussion as well. Everything, you can hang out with us, talk to us about anything, not just wrestling, but all sorts of stuff. Also, you'll get the preferential rates on the service fees on the pasabais that we're doing. Probably the next one is probably going to be next month or so. So if you want to get your authentic wrestling merch and gusto niyo makatipid sa service fees, you can do that by joining our Patreon. And we also got the review content, the weekly wrestling shows courtesy of us. Almost nataling kami. We're writing reviews for almost all. You know, we're covering it all. Weekly wrestling shows, Raw, SmackDown, Impact, Dynamite, the AEW weekend shows. There's some local wrestling stuff as well, courtesy of Rowan. And again, by subscribing, you're pretty much supporting everything that we do here in the pod. So again, the link is right there below. It's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
Right. Really quickly, Jasper has put it up. We don't have time anymore, so I'll go through this really quickly. WWE on Blast TV, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, free for Converge and Globe. Globe at Home. Globe at Home. It's yes. $179 for everyone else. Please support this, as I was talking about on Discord the other day. If you don't support this, if we don't bring the numbers here, they will take it away from us, and you will have to go back to pirating, you know, your weekly TV show. So that's it. All right, Jasper, let's move on. All right, let's begin our wrestling talk with today's episode of Dynamite. And the first thing that happened is the main event of Dynamite and the opening minutes of Rampage, as it should be noted. Adam Copeland has finally won the TNT Championship in an I Quit match in Toronto. So, they did this to do it in the hometown. It was sold out, and it was, not unlike recent AEW shows na hindi puno yung auditor, yung stadium. So, what do you think of this, guys? Is this the result that we wanted? And is this the right move na minuve nila yung championship match from Revolution to this episode of Dynamite? What do you guys think? Let's start with Gina.
I think it was right because the thing with AEW is they only have so many pay-per-views that go on. Dagdagan lang nila this year with Dynasty. But every so often, they only have a pay-per-view. So for them to make a TV tape, that means they have to make TV tapings just as special. Sometimes, and I think they accomplished it with that. I also agree that they should have taken the championship away from Christian Cage. Yes, may hijinks, quote unquote, with regards to the ranking system, but we're not going to talk about that. It's neither here nor there. Nangyari na, diba? And we got the result that I feel like we all wanted. Diba? I felt like with Adam Copeland winning the title was important because it makes Copeland and his open challenges a little bit more credible. People competing for them can actually compete for the TNT title from time to time or go every match they gusto gawin. Pwede din yung gawin yon. And keeping Christian Cage away from the title, moving him away from that scene and onto other things is also important so that his story evolves. Diba? He still has to resolve issues amongst his own party and he still also has a lot of other dead fathers to call out. So, mas madami pang opportunity for everybody else involved because of the things that happened.
I agree with Chino. It was the right move to put this match on a main event of Dynamite in front of the Toronto crowd. Kasi if you would look at the card in Revolution, it would have been lost. Kasi sa sobrang dami ng mga good matches ng Revolution, so it would have been lost in the shuffle. So to put this match on an episode of Dynamite where they could really spotlight the moment. You could tell the story of, you know, these are two best friends who grew up together in Toronto and now they're main eventing a Dynamite, which I think they never did in WWE, like in Toronto.
Yeah,
like
they never did that. They only really had one match together, two matches together.
Yeah, so they were at least nagawa nila dito, hindi nila nagawa before when they were still in WWE together. So I'm sure both men really they planned the hell out of this match. Like this is something they have dreamed of of doing together ever since they became wrestlers, and it was great. I love it. I love na Christian finally got his comeuppance because I felt like his character was getting too invincible because of the patriarchy. So I'm glad now we finally got this ending. Do I think it's gonna be over between Cope and Christian Cage? No, I'm still thinking of a possible reunion there down the road. But they were able to close their feud on a good note.
Yeah, I agree with all of what you guys said. It was a really good move in hindsight to move this to Toronto. Medyo nawala lang ng finesse to get Daniel Garcia to the Revolution match. I just wanted to point out that for those who think that the story isn't important in AEW, this match and the way it went down, the way that they moved it to Toronto and pinagkasya nila sa Toronto show to headline the Toronto show, that proves why storytelling and marketing and promotion is important. Because without all of these things, yes, you can have a Bryan Danielson versus Shibata from last week at the drop of a hat, right? You can always do that because Shibata's in the U.S., right? But if that had the build that Cope versus Cage had, it would have been a more major event, and it would have solved the problem that Emil had with it, right? As I don't mind it being a free TV match. This was a free TV match, but it didn't feel like one. It felt much more than that. And that's really what you need to build up, especially if you only have 4 or 6 or 5 pay-per-views a year. That's the big picture that a lot of people seem to miss. And I feel like Christian Cage and Adam Copeland only got to do that because they know how to do these things. They know how to promote themselves and how to tell a story that lends itself to something, to creating a moment as big as this. So, I hope that it might fly over a lot of people's heads, especially if you're you're just a wrestling first kind of fan. But this is why we look for storytelling. This is why we look for promotion. Yeah. Anyone else have anything to add? All right. Before we move on to the rest of the AEW topics, let's take a quick break and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Nikki Porter, and I'd like to invite you to catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast where I share bite-sized insights as a relationship coach, because in case you haven't noticed, healthy relationships these days seem very hard to come by. Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish, right? They don't want to commit when they deep down want a relationship. They want to connect with their partner, but they ignore them instead. They know that something's bothering them, but they don't tell their partner, so they resent them over time. You know, the usual stuff. So how do we navigate through all of that, especially if you want a relationship that lasts? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really, honest to God, begins with you. Through each episode, we'll work through all the different variables at play that might be keeping you from becoming an empathic partner by first figuring out how you can be a worthy partner for yourself. If this sounds like your type of podcast, be sure to give Nuggets of Nikki a follow. Then let's get to it.
Okay, moving on. We had our first title change on this episode of Dynamite. In Kazuchika's second match, as a full-time member of the AEW roster, he is now the new AEW Continental Championship. And was this too fast or just right, considering that this is, after all, the Rainmaker? Gino, what do you think?
Iniisip ko din yung implications nito for this current American Triple Crown that they were touting just a few last year, I think, or just early this year. diba, nung kay Eddie Kingston. Now that they've broken up the Triple Crown, what does it mean for the other two titles that Kingston holds? How does this title become significant now if it's just on its own? Because I've always thought that this was a title you won because you won the Continental Clash, diba? Yung tour yung G1 style tournament nila. So,
yeah.
I mean, yun, yung mga larger implications lang yun, questions that have been raised. But all in all, on its own, I think it was right that Okada was able to put away Eddie Kingston. I don't know how credible it would have been kung natalo ni Eddie Kingston si Okada because he is the rainmaker, right? He comes into this with so much hype. Diba? Kaya tinaasan natin ng 10 beses yung sweldo niya last week. Yung, ano niya, yung hype na kasama niya, it's real. It's legitimate, you know? So, it makes a lot of sense that he walks away with the title. Ang sa akin lang is, it's another example of AEW going back on what they said again, diba? With their rankings and whatnot. Now they have this triple crown, na hindi na triple crown of all of a sudden. So I don't know what that means for them down the road.
Emil, what do you think?
For me, you know, obviously they're gonna have Okada go on a Goldberg type streak here that is gonna win a lot of matches. But mention a surprise ako with the fact that he literally won a title in his first singles match. Kasi his first match was in a six-man tag. So this is his first singles match as a full-time member and champion agad siya. So, but again, it's Okada, you know? And he's a star for a reason. They paid him over how many millions of dollars per year. So susulitin niya talaga yung investment niya and have him win the title on his first match to make a statement that this guy is a star. If you don't know Okada before, you better watch out for him because he's going to be a vital member of the AEW roster for years to come.
The Young Bucks literally told Dave Marquez, get ready to learn Japanese, buddy. okay lang naman, nananalo siya. But my problem was with the way he won. Like, okay, one Rainmaker and that's it. Like, yes, it puts over how vicious the Rainmaker really is. And ideally, if you don't watch NJPW, you would be a little confused as to why this innocuous-looking lariat can finish a match. And I felt like Eddie Kingston should have been the guy to put over the Rainmaker, you know, as a result of a hard-fought match. And I thought that they went pretty quick with that. Parang, okay, one Rainmaker, out na siya. And then, but Kingston has been fighting tooth and nail this entire time as champion and as challenger. Diba? And I felt like they kind of shortchanged him there. Parang, okay, talo ka agad. But you're supposed to be a legit, you know, you're supposed to be one of the big hardworking champions here. Diba? So I just felt really sad that they did him just like that. Like, not even, you know, I wish there was like, I know they were trying to do the whole eye gouging thing. But it didn't translate as much kasi. So I felt, I wish that there was something a little more to really help protect Eddie Kingston in that particular finish. You know, but congrats, Okada.
I'm sorry, but this reminds me so much of another Kingston who lost a title.
Wait, no, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It reminds me. I'm not saying it's the same. It's the same. It's the, I know, it just reminded me of, you know, his road to the title of how memorable that was. And then he just lost it in a, you know, in a snap. Hindi naman to in a snap, but like you said, he only, natalo siya agad by just a single Rainmaker. Which if you have been watching Eddie Kingston's reign, like you said, he's a hard fought, you know, he's a fighting champion. He's tough to beat. Danielson can't even beat him nung Revolution, diba? So, ano lang, it was parang minadali nila yung transition of the title going from Kingston to Okada. I wish they could have put a little bit more effort in there. Make it a little bit hard for Okada. But I understand, again, he's a star. You know, he's someone TK is really high on. But it's just unfortunate that it had to happen at the expense of Eddie Kingston.
it makes sense to say if you come into it as, you know, with stock knowledge of NJPW. Because if you do, you know that nobody kicks out of the Rainmaker unless you're like a big big main event star. Diba? But nobody knows that here. Or you know, not everyone knows that here. Yes, again, it's for the niche. Pero come on, let's do Kingston a little better here. I mean, at least have him take some more damage. Albert is right, diba? Parang nasayangan ako for him.
Pahabaan limon muna nila before he actually hit the Rainmaker. I get that. Yeah.
All right. Carlo brought up something here. Sana walang problema ang locker rooms because of the discrepancy ng mga bayad. Which brings us to our next topic. Mercedes Money has, she's been here for a week now, I believe. And there are reports that some people in the locker room in the women's division are not happy with how much she is getting paid because she is getting paid a lot. We don't know the exact terms, but
definitely
she did
not
turn
500 million. Definitely not.
She did turn down a contract from an offer from the WWE because AEW offered her more. But it should be noted that in the two episodes of Dynamite that she's been around, the women have one more segment than the features to that. So that's huge, I feel. And it proves what I was predicting before she came in. Now, if she's here, you have to give her a segment and then you have to give the other women a segment. But siempre, if you're an AEW lifer, if you've been around for a lot longer than Mercedes Money, it's natural to be celos, diba? Dun sa bayad na nakuha niya. So I get that. I get that everybody wants to make money, but it has to be said that Mercedes has proven her drawing power. She's gotten a whole bunch of Americans and Western fans waking up early to watch Wrestle Kingdom last year, diba? And that's not a small thing. It's not a small thing at all. What do you guys think of this haka haka backstage na may nagsaselo sa kanya, ala Shira?
This is yung selos na yun, normal lang yun eh. Because of course, if you compare, diba, sa workplace naman normal yun, especially yung nagko-compare ng paycheck, diba? But it's not like, I think the value of her contract is justifiable because she's like the Michael Jordan and the entire division is the rest of the Chicago Bulls. You know, Michael Jordan in his last few seasons with the Bulls, she got paid more than the entire team combined because of the value that he was bringing into the fold. So it's the same thing for me. Na Mercedes is probably the biggest get that they probably had ever in the women's division. So justified yon. Justified yung contract, but I can also understand the jealousy. Do I think it's gonna blow into this big issue? Sana hindi. Sana they could have a conversation in there where Mercedes can gel well with the rest of the locker room. Kasi, she's gonna be the main anchor na of that division. So she, at least on her part, she should be able to at least help the division be brought up rather than siya lang yung star and then everybody else plays second fiddle. So it's a team effort nonetheless, and if the other women wants to get paid even more, then they're gonna have to do the work as much as I feel like they in their minds they are already doing the work. So it's gonna take a real team effort here for everyone to get what they want. That's the thing.
I think ultimately kung magagalit sila sa person, hindi sila dapat magalit kay Mercedes Monet. Diba? Because she brings value to the team. I think dapat magalit sa management nila. That's a creative that's been doing the misjustice. Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi, and sino bang may kasalanan nung walang segments on TV? Sila ba? Diba hindi naman? May kasalanan din yung creative nila. Right? Mm. So that's, and really, it's systemic in AEW. When they're relying on a person to change the system when they have the power to change it themselves, diba? Pwede naman nila gawin ng paraan dati yun eh. Just that they decided to bring in somebody like Mercedes Monet to do that. And unfortunately, Mercedes Monet cost a lot of money. diba? Which will rub people the wrong way. Pero at the same time, hindi ba din pwede sisingit si Mercedes Moné because she asked for an amount and Tony Khan gave it to her. Diba? And she had a good management team behind her. Magaling yung agent niya. Naaregle yung salary niya ng ganun kataas. Good for yeah. her. Diba? Who's to say that the other girls didn't do that? Diba? Like, ba't hindi nila ginawa yun? Bakit hindi sila nag-arrange for that kind of salary? So madami sure. din opportunities dyan na pwede nating i-pinpoint eh. Ultimately, I feel like Mercedes Moné is worth the investment in terms of AEW trying to expand their women's division, whether or not it actually succeeds. Kasi ang daming beses na nilang in-attempt yan with people like Soraya and the other people that they brought on, Tony Storm, diba? People that they brought on into the fold. Whether it actually succeeds this time with Mercedes Moné is still a wait and see proposition.
Saka ano, saka if she succeeds in, you know, drawing more people or drawing more money for the company, for the division, lahat sila magbe-benefit eh. So again, like I said earlier, it has to be a team effort on their part na, you know, now we have this big time player on our fold, we need to maximize it so that, you know, the division can be better than what it was.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate now with all these celos a sueldo issues. It's going to look like trouble is a friend for Mercedes Moné. But I really hope that they don't start in some more backstage shit. Like, you don't need that, man. You don't need that shit. You're already trying to restore the feeling. And I hope that no woman backstage starts that shit. Like, I'm looking at you, Britt Baker. Don't start any shit. I mean, I do think she deserves the money. Like, the fact that they got an extra segment alone for the women is proof that it's already working, diba? So, yeah, take it up with Tony Khan, not with Mercedes Moné. She has not. She's just getting her bag. She has nothing to do with that. She knows her worth. All right, that's it for our AEW topics on this half of the live stream episodes of the podcast. If you're looking for the WWE stuff, don't worry, it's on the second half. It's on your feeds if you're listening to this already. Nandun siya, don't worry about it. So until then, we'll see you on the next episode. If you want to reach out to us, it's at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok, at Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads, and the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. I'm at Rose War on Twitter. My co-hosts are at Chino Supersize, at EML underscore Meister, at underscore Stan C, and at Monday Night Rowan. So go find them and talk to them if you have anything to discuss with them in the wild world of wrestling. So until then, stay safe, stay dry, stay healthy, stay warm, and, you know, don't be a dick, guys. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, Outcast. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.